Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Neftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the ninth day of the month of Elul. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Alini, Orna, Bat Chen, Chana. I got an update yesterday. She was several months ago in Hollywood, Florida. She was found in a swimming pool and has not woken up since. And several months now, and our tefillos matter. So please, let's continue to storm the gates of Shemayim of Heaven, for Halini Orna, Bas Chin Chana, for Yehoshua Heschel Ben Nechama Devora, Raya Bas Michal, and Pesach Tzala Ben Chaya Batsheva, may they have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all of those being held captive, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, and our Vinny Tanel Ben Sonet Siona being unjustly held in Iran, may they speedily be returned home and to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Avraham Najibi of the OU Jewish Learning Initiative on campus, JLIC, at Western University in Los Angeles, California, to share words of Devar Chizik. We'll be followed by Rabbi Najibi slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in Hebrew and translated into English. And then Rabbi Najibi will lead us in our three Mishaberach for Tzahal, for the Shvuyim, and we'll finally conclude with the Mishaberach Acholim and pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder, email. You can do so at your leisure, anytime, at ou.org/Tehillim call. It takes 5 seconds. Just put in your name, your email, share it with your family and friends, your shul list. We'd love to have more people join us on the Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Najibi.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, for that introduction, and thank you for once again inviting me to the OU Daily Call. I also want to thank the OU for providing us with this wonderful platform of spreading chizuk and learning. Parashat Ki Tetzeh is one of the richest Torah portions in terms of the number of mitzvot it teaches us, and I'd like to focus for the next couple of minutes on perhaps one of the most unknown, perhaps one of the most unique commandments of the Torah, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. The mitzvah of sending away the mother bird. As we all know, this mitzvah applies when a person happens upon a bird's nest with the mother bird hovering over the eggs or the chicks. The Torah commands us to send away the mother bird, approach the nest, send away the mother bird before taking the eggs or the chicks. Now, this might seem like a strange commandment, and many mefarshim have sought to explain this mitzvah on many different levels. Today, I'd like to share the perspective of Rabbi Forman, whose interpretation deeply resonates with me. Interestingly, the Torah specifies, this is perhaps one of only two mitzvahs, where the Torah specifies an actual reward for this mitzvah, arichut yamim, a long life. And as we all know, there's only one other mitzvah that shares this reward, and that's the mitzvah of kibud av va'em, honoring one's parents. But the obvious question is, what does Shiluach HaKen have anything to do with Kibud Av V'Em? They seem very much unrelated. But I think, from what I learned from Rabbi Forman, when we understand Shiluach HaKen, we can gain a deeper insight and understanding in the foundations of what it means to really, truly honor one's parents. So consider with me for a moment the nature of the mother bird's behavior. I don't know if you've ever tried, but catching a bird is no easy task. They fly away as soon as they feel any sign of danger, and it's very difficult to actually catch a bird. I've never tried it myself, but I'm sure it's very difficult. So why does the Torah assume so easily that we can get so close to this nest, take the mother bird and send it away or shoo it away? What compels the bird? What is it exactly that compels the mother bird to stay near the nest, even when a threat is present? A moment's thought will show you that it's, of course, the mother's maternal instincts, her sense of wanting to protect her young, the deep, selfless love of a mother for the chicks. That's what's keeping the mother near the nest despite the looming danger. This, I believe, is the key to understanding Shiloh HaKen and its connection to the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. The worst form of disrespect we can show our parents is to actually exploit that natural love and devotion that they show us. A child who takes advantage, and when I say a child, it doesn't matter the age, a person who takes advantage of a parent's unconditional love and care is undermining the very essence of the fifth commandment, also known as perhaps the most difficult commandment in the Torah. The lesson here is that true honor begins with a deep awareness and respect for the selfless love that a parent, just like that mother bird, displays for their children. The reason why I chose to talk about this topic is that I think, it's my belief, that unfortunately we live in a world where the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim is not really a main priority. We have witnessed a decline in parent-child relationships over the past few decades, and this is very much reflected in the media and many different TV shows, where you may agree with me that parents are often portrayed as burdens or sometimes, unfortunately, objects of ridicule by main characters. This cultural shift has led to a devaluation of one of the most sacred and foundational relationships in human life. As the Jewish people, it is our duty, committed people who are committed to living an ethical life according to the Torah, to lead by example and restore the respect and honor due to our parents. By doing so, we not only strengthen our families, but also contribute to the well-being of our society at large. Reviving the importance of Kibud Av V'Aim will benefit not only us, our children, and all of humanity, Be'ezrat Hashem. May we all be inspired this Elul, as we get close to Yom HaDin, to perhaps think about unique ways in which we can fulfill this very, very dear commandment, one of the 10 commandments, and Be'ezrat Hashem, we will all have a very meaningful Elul. At this time, thank you very much for listening, and at this time I'm going to begin reciting Tehillim Kaf for all of Am Yisrael. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid. יענך אדוני ביום צרה, יסגבך השם אלוהי יעקב. שלח עזרך מקודש, מציון יסתדקה. יזכור כל מנחותיך, ועולתך ירא שמי סלע. ייתן לך חלבבך, וכל עצותיך ימלא. לרננה בשועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נתגול. למעלה אדוני כל משאלותיך, אתה ידעתי כראשי אדוני, משיחו יענהו משמי קודשו. בגבורות ישע ימינו, אלה ברכב, אלה בסוסים, אנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קראו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתודד אדוני, הושיע המלך יעננו ביום קוראנו. תהילים כ"ג 23. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לא אכבר, בנאות דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינהלני. נפשי ישובב ינחני במעגלי צדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגט המוות לא ירא רע, כי אתה עמדי שבטך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני תערוך לפני שולחן, נגד צורריי דשנת בשמן ראשי כוסי רוויה. אך טוב בחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. תהילים קכ"א, שיר למעלות אשא עיני אל הרים, ועין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מעם אדוני עושה שמים בארץ. אל יתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומרך, הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומר ישראל, אדוני שומרך, אדוני צילך על יד ימינך, יומם השמש לא יקקה, ירח בלילה, אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור שאתך ובואך מעתה Bad Olam. Tehillim, Kuf Lamed, 130. Tira malot, mima makim, kerotifcha, Adonai, Adonai, shima bekoli, tiyena uznecha, keshuvo lorol, tachanunai. Im avonot tishmoria, Adonai, mi amot, im echa selicha lemaan tivare. Kiviti Adonai, kiveta nafshi, velit varo, chaleti. נפשי לאדוני, משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, עם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו פדות, והוא יפתה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. תהילים קוף מן בית, 142. מסביר לדוד, בהיותו במערת תפילה, כל יהיה לאדוני עזה, כל יהיה לאדוני את חנן, אשפוך לפניו שיחי, שרתי לפניו אגיד, והתעטף עלי רוחי, ואתה ידעת נתיבתי באורך זו, הלך תם נוצח לי. הבית ימין וראה, ואין לי מכיר, עבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זעקתי אליך, אדוני, אמרתי, אתה מחזיק חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיב על רינתי, כי דלותי מאוד, הצילני מרודפי, כי אמצו ממני. הוציאה ממסקר נפשי, להודות את שמך, ויחדירו צדיקים. כי תגמול עליי. אחינו, כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, מקום ירחם עליהם. ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה, משעבוד לגאולה. אשתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. At this point, we're going to say Mishaberach for the Chayalim of Sahal. Excuse me. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב. הוא יברך את חיילי צבא הגנה לישראל, העומדים על משמר ארצנו וערי אלוהינו, מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו, הרמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו, מכל שרה וצוקה, מכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, יד ברסונאינו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בכתר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון, ויגוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, להילחם לכם, עם אויביכם, להושיעכם. וכן יהי רצון, ונאמר, אמן. ונשא משבח for the שבויים, for the captives. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק, ויעקב, יוסף, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את, את אחינו, בית ישראל השבויים, בעבור שאנו מתפללים בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ישמרם מכל צרה וצוקה, מכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם, ותיאם מחושך לתא מוות, וישיבם מהרה לחיק משפחותיהם, ונאמר, Amen. At this point, we're going to pray for all the sick people who need our prayers. Mi shabarach avoteinu, Abraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aharon, David u'Shlomo, v'yavarech v'yirape et... הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליו, להחימו לרפותו, להחזיקו, להחיותו, וישלח לו מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים לרמה איבריו ושסה גידיו, בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף,
Amen. Thank you so much, Ramana GV. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, as Rav Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, whether the call happens or not, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.